So we, the panel, two of us here and one of us in Australia, are very happy to answer any questions that you have.
Amanda Cameron from New Zealand Doctor newspaper. I just want to ask, it was reported in the Herald that Professor Diana Lennon said that the decline in the epidemic had coincided with the vaccine campaign, so no one would know if the vaccine had worked. Does this analysis overturn what she said?
Shall I answer that? Yes, it does. The vaccine program was rolled out progressively over time, so even though the epidemic itself was changing over time, there was a period where New Zealand was partially vaccinated. So at a given time, there were some people vaccinated and some people not, and the effect could be seen over that time, that there were distinct differences between vaccinated and unvaccinated people. So for that reason, the model separates out the effect of the progress of the epidemic and the effect of the vaccine.
Okay, thank you. Was that Terry Nolan?
No, Richard Arnold.
Oh, Richard Arnold, thank you. Can I just ask too, sorry, if no one else wants to ask anything. I was just wondering, what was wrong with Ron Law's analysis then?
I haven't seen all of his analyses. I don't know what, whether it's a, I guess I shouldn't comment because I haven't seen the detail of all of them. Some of the rates didn't look like they were properly age-specific. That was one comment that I can make, is that rates he was reporting looked like they were population rates rather than age-specific rates, and this is a very age-dependent condition. It concentrates in the youngest age groups, and from my view, his analysis did not take account of that.
Just to add to that, it appears that, I mean, we're vaccinated all under 20s, and the denominator is the under 20 population. It appears that Mr. Law is using different denominators, and it certainly does not concur with our assessment. What we are seeing is that in the unvaccinated population, they're 5 times more likely to get disease than the vaccinated population. And those vaccinated under 20 are 5 times less likely to get disease. That is very apparent from the rates that are coming through in those different populations. So we are unable to see how Ron Law is coming up with his rates.
What sort of numbers are you using there for this 5 times? Are you talking about one person in 100,000 or one person in 200,000? Can you give us an idea of the numbers?
Do you want to do that, or do you want?
Well, I mean, you have the numbers of cases, so.
Are you asking me in terms of?
You're talking about 1 in 5, but could you actually explain what numbers you use?
Okay, well, if you look, just in terms of, if you look at how many are vaccinated, we've got 1 million who are vaccinated, and we have a certain number of cases in the vaccinated population. And then we have a much smaller population that is now unvaccinated, and a certain number of cases coming through in that unvaccinated population. And more, if you look at the rates of disease coming through in that unvaccinated population, you are 5 times more likely to get disease.
Yeah, but can you just give the numbers, sorry? It's the numbers.
Actual numbers of cases,
yeah,
you're actually after. I think that's what you're saying. Okay. So if we look at epidemic strain cases in the under 20s, okay, this is the vaccine strain. In the 5 years before the introduction of the vaccine, there was on average 213 cases and 7 deaths in the under 20s. So that's prior to the vaccination campaign. Okay, in 2004, which was a year where the vaccination started at the end of the year, there was a total of 143 cases in that age group and 4 deaths. In 2005, 81 cases and 1 death. And so far this year, 26 epidemic strain cases. So you're seeing a dramatic drop. An epidemic such as this, a long-term epidemic that may have lasted without a vaccine intervention up to 30 years, it doesn't just melt away like this. I mean,
Was the epidemic declining anyway, though?
We had had, over the course of the 14 years of this epidemic, we had 2 peaks and at least 2 troughs.
So we're going into our trial at the same time as the vaccine was rolled out?
At the point that the vaccine was rolled out, there was a decrease in cases through the rest of New Zealand. But I think if you look at your graph, for the northern part of New Zealand, which is the highest risk area, there was no evidence of a waning epidemic in that part of the country. It's the highest risk area. 2002 sits neatly between the numbers of cases for 2003 and 2000 and all the other, you know, the years around it. So there wasn't any evidence of waning epidemic in that part of the country. And as I said, the nature of this type of epidemic is troughs and peaks over a long period of time. So there were no guarantees that trend would continue.
So just one last question on it. You know how with Pest Septum they do a cost-benefit analysis, obviously, those sort of things.
Mm-hmm.
$200 million, can you put a figure of how many lives you've saved and you think you've saved for $200 million? Health budget?
We're estimating about 75 cases avoided and between 2 and 3 deaths avoided.
Sort of about $60 million a
mile, I think. I think this is a very conservative estimate. It may be as high as 150. And if you look at the number of years that we were going to continue to have the epidemic, that this is an early point at which we have saved a certain number of cases, and they will accumulate over a period of years. And also, this is, and I think Richard would agree, it's a very conservative estimate, because it doesn't include probable cases.
So the year to guess, right, that was 2 to 3 lives, was it estimated?
To date.
To date. Yes.
What about the number of breakthroughs in terms of the program effectiveness? Is that involved in the effectiveness study? Is there an update on that?
Yes, I can give you an update on that. We've had 11 vaccine breakthroughs in 2006, and that brings to a total of 23 vaccine breakthroughs. So vaccine breakthroughs are cases of disease that occur in fully vaccinated individuals. And that relates to the fact that we have an 80% effectiveness and the fact that no vaccine is 100% effective. That is in keeping with what we had expected to see in terms of numbers, and we are not seeing any trends that suggest that immunity is waning.